For CGLO News, I'm Lucia Messon. On Wednesday, the former owner of the St. Edward Zoo pleaded guilty to four animal welfare offences. Over 200 animals were seized by investigators from Norman Truon Zoo back in 2019, in what was the largest animal seizure in Canadian history. According to court documents, his animals were deprived of food and water, placed in cramped and unsanitary enclosures, and did not receive appropriate veterinary care. Truon will have to pay nearly $7,000 in fines and is prohibited from owning animals for commercial purposes. A new law allowing Quebec families one round of publicly covered in vitro fertilisation treatment will take effect on November 15th. To be eligible, people must have an RAMQ health card and a medical problem of infertility or inability to reproduce. The treatment is only available to people between ages 18 and 40. Finance Minister Éric Girard said that the new law will support more than 1,500 families. A Quebec judge has ruled that a 13-year-old Montreal schoolboy can receive the COVID-19 vaccine without the permission of his father. According to the court ruling, the father was against his son getting the shots because he fears the risk of the vaccine, calling the whole vaccination process experimental. The child, who cannot be identified due to his age, wanted to get 2 doses of the vaccine in order to participate in extracurricular activities at his school. His mother, who supported the teen's decision, brought the case to court to settle the parental dispute.